Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. I'm going to throw it to Charlie Long, has some information about Zion.
Yeah, so the All-Star starters have been announced. The Western Conference is, as goes LeBron James, Stephen Curry, Luka Doncic, Nikola Jokic, and the very own Pelicans star forward Zion Williamson.
Whoa.
Is a starter.
Well, it just, hey, when Zion plays, boy, he's hell when he's well. We just need him to play more. I mean, Zion is dominant.
No, when I mean, he's healthy, he's a scary. You see guys making business decisions.
So wait, what do we have? We have a couple of more weeks. We're waiting on Zion, middle of February. Kinda?
They said evaluated in 2 more weeks, but that don't mean he's coming back after two more weeks.
Remember, we had Joel Myers on a couple weeks ago, and he said that he deserved to be an All-Star.
Yeah,
I think it's a surprise to a lot of people that he's a starter.
Yeah, Joe said it. Listen, based on his play, again, he didn't have all the games, but how he played, man, he's super dominant.
To me, he is like a smaller, I don't know if small is the right word, or a shorter Shaquille O'Neal. Get out the freaking way. I mean, he is so dominant, and you might think, oh, well, take the charge. I don't think you want to take that charge.
No, how many people are doing that today?
Zion, to me, the force that he is. Now, Zion also reminds me, you know, high-performance car, whether, you know, I don't know, Lamborghini, Ferrari. Oh, man, look at it. This thing's freaking awesome. Something's wrong. This or that, and what comes about. But as far as when he's playing, the numbers Zion has put up is like domination. It is like Shaquille O'Neal even better, or even like, Will Chamberlain. Now, he has to do it more consistently to be available. But when he's played, his numbers are unbelievable. I mean, truly, we need Zion to answer the bell. And now, I don't think he's soft. I think the way he's wired and his body and all that, that to be able to play at the highest level, and then, again, like your hamstring and all. You have to be at that level to say you even have a hamstring. You know, like a normal person might be,
You didn't have that hamstring injury.
It was like, I don't know, my hamstring. Like, I remember Mark Super Duper, who set all the records with Dan Marino and Mark Clayton. I played with him in college. World class sprinter, 100 meter, 200 meter. It was amazing. He could be running like he's shot out of a cannon. Then all of a sudden, he's might be a week and a half later, and all of a sudden, he's doing the same thing. Oh, man, I felt something. And they stretch and all that, but their muscle fiber, whatever, all of a sudden, oh, my hamstring. And you can't run through it because you're going to make it worse.
Okay, remember Zion, you know, in college, and he blows out of the shoe.
Who's ever what other
now,
player?
I haven't seen that
okay,
one.
Yeah, well, what other players ever the torque – of the impact and the power they have blown out a shoe. Nike, all of a sudden, they're thinking like, man, that makes our shoes look like garbage. He blew out of it. He just like all of a sudden, the sole separates from the shoe because that's the torque he was putting forward. So you got to get a special shoe. No, it's a different animal, different individual.
We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870 and Brandon Lang from BrandonLang.com to talk NFC-AFC championship game right after this break on the Big 870.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike DeTillia along with the Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Brandon Lang from BrandonLang.com. Brandon, we're down to 2 games left. And so I'll throw it to you right off the bat. NFC Championship game, Eagles versus 49ers.
Well, first of all, I just want to say that I am a Andy Reid coaching stupidity away from being a perfect 5-0 in the NFL playoffs at BrandonLang.com. So thanks, Andy. Appreciate it. They get the interception. They're going to run out the clock. They run for 6 yards on first down. He's 2nd and 4. And he uses the pass play there to pick up 4 yards. We probably could have ran it twice to pick up the first down. And then the next series of plays, you got the pass play to Tony to pick up that first down. Then they take a knee, game's over. No, Andy's got to figure out a way to give him the ball back in the minute 5 and let him go kick that field goal that buried the world.
That's it.
Truly. So thanks, Andy. I know you're banned from all the buffets here in Vegas. Wynn, Bellagio. So, thanks, buddy. See you on campus. So here we go. NFC, couple of things to think about, first and foremost. And Bobby can get on this too. What protects your secondary if your secondary can be beat? What protects it?
Well, protects your secondary if the secondary can be beat? Now,
get after the quarterback.
You got to get after the opposing quarterback and force him into mistakes.
Okay, so the San Francisco 49ers secondary has given up more pass plays of 25 yards or more than any team in the NFL. Let's take you back to the game in Las Vegas. Jared Stidham comes off the bench, hadn't played all year. Most he did was play craps at Bellagio and visit a few strip bars while he's holding the clip bar for Carr all year. Steps off the bench, and the San Francisco 49ers did not sack Mr. Stidham one time. And what Mr. Stidham do against that great number one defense? Oh, my God, they're incredible! 23 of 34 for 364 yards and 3 touchdowns. So I say to you, they are going against the best offensive line they are going to see all year long. The Giants didn't sniff our boy Jalen Hurts all night long. So with that being said, boys, I'm here to tell you that the Philadelphia Eagles are going to say goodbye to Mr. Brock Purdy, because on the other side of the ball, Brock Purdy has faced three defenses that rank in the top four of pressuring the quarterback. He's had his worst three games in his seven starts. On Sunday, he is seeing the number one D-line that gets pressure on the quarterback, the Philadelphia Eagles. He's also played only two road games in this little run of seven wins. At Seattle, where he's literally a drop pick six away from losing that game, and then the game in Las Vegas, where he was okay, but that's against a Raider defense that can't play. So here's the question on the table for you and your listeners. If Mr. Irrelevant, the last pick in the NFL draft, goes on the road against this defense and plays a game in the NFC Championship game and gets his team to the Super Bowl, I'll tip my cap, rip up my ticket, throw it in the garbage and say, well done, Mr. Purdy. It ain't happening, bro. You got a better chance of seeing God come to your studio right now with Michael Jordan and seven of the hottest strippers you've ever seen, and that ain't happening. Philadelphia, -2.5. They're my best bet.
Now, Brandon, you've probably witnessed this before. Obviously, always look at who's practicing, who's hurt, who's available, probable, and all that. Oh, they're out. What's your take on how Vegas views this? That all of a sudden it's in Kansas City, and all of a sudden the Bengals are favored, and then we watch the media goes out there, Patrick Mahomes, it looks like he's not limping. Then all of a sudden now the Chiefs are favored. So what's your take on the whole perception? Now it's a point or two, whatever. It looks like almost a pick 'em type game. But have you witnessed that before?
Brandon, the other thing with that is how much the public sort of changed too once they saw that on, say, television and Reddit or on the internet or whatever, their money being placed on that game.
It wasn't the public, it was the sharp
bettors'
money. When a line moves that quickly, when it first comes out, so Kansas City opened up a 2.5-point favorite, and the sharps in Vegas hit it so hard and went down to -1
right
in a blink of an eye. And then they just kept betting Cincinnati after the money started to move. And with that being said, at the end of the day, the line is irrelevant to the matchup between these two teams. You don't accidentally beat a team three in a row. You beat them because you're a matchup nightmare. Would you agree that the Kansas City defense could not stop Trevor Lawrence and the Jags receivers?
Yeah, no, I would say
the Jaguars stopped themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. So now you're telling me Steve Spagnuolo is going to get in that defensive room and in a week take a magic potion, fairy dust, put it in a little bowl, and be like, hey, we're going to show up and we're going to defend Jamar Chase and Higgins and Boyd, and we're going to be great on Sunday, Steve. Your secondary sucks. It sucks all year. That's why you're 6-10 against the spread, because you can't get stops, my man. You just can't. It's a matchup nightmare. They can't defend Cincinnati. The secondary with two rookies back there, it was embarrassing that Trevor Lawrence went into there, a guy that's thrown 179 interceptions, played an air-free game, and if not for the fumble at the 5-yard line, we're not talking about the Chiefs. We're talking about the Jags. All Cincinnati does, boys, is cover the number and make you money. And all DeMar Hamlin did was delay the inevitable on Monday night, that they were going to blow them out that night. And they blew out Buffalo on Sunday. They're legit, boys. They're legit. They're a different team altogether. They're popping off with their swagger because they know they're going to go in there and win. They know they're better than Kansas City, and they know they can beat Kansas City. And Patrick Mahomes can't beat Joe Burrow, and you're going to see it again on Sunday.
Brandon. Well, that's what I was going to ask you, Brandon. To me, he could be the MVP, and look at all the great accomplishments that Pat Mahomes has done. But I know as a competitor and as a player, this would obviously be a thorn in his side if he's not able to come out on top. He's winless in three tries. against Joe Burrow, and that includes last year's AFC title game. You say down the stretch that Mahomes played poorly. They were up 21-3, and they lost 27-24 in overtime. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing to me in the fourth quarter, if you look at those games, how the Bengals are peaking and the Chiefs are crashing and burning.
Bobby, Patrick Mahomes is two Chris Jones batted balls away from not winning that Super Bowl. People forget, Patrick Mahomes played like garbage in the Super Bowl for three quarters. He made one good pass to Tyreek Hill on the post corner and hit it and ignited that drive. And then Garoppolo's got Samuel open, and he's got the tight end open.
Right.
Both those plays on Kittle open and Chris Jones tips. Wide open. Both third downs on those two possessions. Wide open, gets batted down. Then he goes to the Super Bowl against Tampa Bay and plays like garbage again. And then he's gifted an offsides penalty, which sent New England to the Super Bowl. And then he loses a 21-3 lead at home. But yet, people treat this guy like he's the second coming of Jesus Christ. He's a hell of a talent, boys. He's a hell of a talent. I'm telling you right now, he's a hell of a talent. But as a winner, when the chips are on the line and you got to step up in big-time games and big-time moments, give me Joe Cool every day of the week. Think about this. He wins the national championship for LSU. He gets hurt his rookie year. The next year he takes him to the Super Bowl, and this year he's going to take him to the Super Bowl. People are going to have to take a step back when Joe Burrow goes in there on Sunday and he beats Patrick Mahomes again. They're going to have to accept the fact that Joe Burrow is a better NFL quarterback than Patrick Mahomes. And when it's all said and done, and I hope I'm still alive when I say this 10 years from now, Joe Burrow is going to win more Super Bowls than Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, hello.
I'm telling you right now.
Hello. That is music to LSU fans, is there? Because I'm telling you, I have never witnessed all the great LSU players. They go here and there, north and south, east and west, in the National Football League. But Joe Burrow.
He's a different individual.
Joe Burrow's the man.
Yeah.
How LSU
guy.
Fans think like
he's the guy.
Like they own him. Oh, yeah. You know he went to LSU.
Not Ohio State.
Yeah, no, they went Ohio State. What? No, they think he's homegrown. He went to LSU, national champion, probably the greatest college season ever. No, we love us some Joe Burrow, and they definitely own the bandwagon around here.
Think about this. He was sacked 789 times last year. The Titans sacked him nine times, and he never gave up the fumble in the pocket as many times as people are swatting at that ball, as many times as he got hit last year. And yet that boy is comfortable in the pocket as if he's sitting there watching Netflix in his living room, and he's just chilling like a villain, ready to be dealing to Jamar and Boyd and T. Higgins and the tight end and Joe Mixon out of the backfield. I'm telling you, boys, people have to accept the fact the Chiefs are a good football team, but Patrick Mahomes is not Joe Burrow. Simple as that.
Well, and you know what, Brandon? I mean, I think like some people in the Northeast, obviously they're shocked. Man, the Bengals went to Buffalo and humbled them. Did they kick their ass?
No, the game, how it ended, was no indication of how dominant the Bengals were in that game.
Yeah, you notice, oh, look at the inclement weather. Oh, this is like Buffalo weather. It freaking snows
in
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati too.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, it's listen. I actually, it's funny you guys say that. I actually had a significant amount of money on Cincinnati. And I'm watching TV. And I have boys of mine that are down at the casino getting ready to watch the game. And Zach Taylor comes on, and they interview him 10 minutes for kickoff. And what about your offensive line? And he looks right at her and says, my offensive line? He says, my boys are going to be fine. We've worked on the depth of that offensive line, and I have 100% confidence that they're going to play the game of their life. I called my boys at the casino and said, empty your pockets, get to the window, and unload on the Bengals money line. We're fine here. And sure enough, they did exactly what they were going to do on Monday night. This team has swag right now. They have confidence right now. As Bobby will tell you, the film don't lie. What you put on tape doesn't lie.
The big eye in the sky don't lie. No. And they all the players, we all watch the film. And it's not like who you like or who you don't like. No, it's what actually happened. And it's very humbling. The NFL humbles you. You could say Josh Allen, this or that, and, you know, Buffalo, where they're at, and it could have been a feel-good story considering the adversity they face. But the Bengals said, we don't care about none of that.
We got to take care of our own business.
Exactly.
You know, we understand Buffalo's deal. We're taking care of our own business. Brandon, one last question before we let you go. I think the most underrated part in these two games is just how good the Cincinnati defense is, especially how well they've played in the second half of games. They've done a great job of adjusting to what they see in the first half and being able to combat what is being thrown at them. They've done a great job situational play, but also adjustments for second half. It doesn't get enough ink or enough credit how good the Bengals defense has played.
Yep. Everybody got thrown off by the Ravens game. That's a divisional opponent
who
knows you, and you battle them three times a year, and it's a battle every time. Everybody got thrown off by that. This, you know, you get to the playoffs, you get to this situation right here, it's matchups. How does Team A match up with Team B? What's our strength? What's your strength? And the weakness of the Kansas City Chiefs is their pass defense. Hello, Jamar. Hello, T. Hello, Boyd. Go get him, Joe. Bengals are going to the Super Bowl.
Brandon, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. We really appreciate it. More information, it can go on BrandonLang.com.
All right, Brandon. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Brandon. We appreciate it. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 right after this break.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Time now for What Are the Odds? Presented by FanDuel, America's number one sports book and the official sports book of WWL.
Here we go.
Now, let's hand it off to Team WWL.
Time now for What Are the Odds, brought to you by FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Guys, we just did pick six yesterday, and the line movement in the Kansas City Chiefs Cincinnati Bengals game, we've talked a little bit about it, but it really is funny. It's totally flipped. Literally last night, the Bengals were 1-point favorites on the road. Now the Kansas City Chiefs are being back to 1-point favorites at home. One prop that I kind of looked at when I was looking at these different lines on FanDuel, last week, Ryan Horvath came on the show, said he loved Travis Kelce over 6.5 catches against Jacksonville. That wasn't even a sweat for a bet. Kelce got that in like the first drive. Once again, I went back and checked. Kelce has once again set at 6.5 catches here against Cincinnati.
I'm slamming that over.
How did they not move it?
I'm going with the over.
So what did he have, 14 catches?
He had 14 catches last week against Jacksonville. I don't think he'll get that many, but it's still set at 6.5. I'm slamming the over on that.
Okay, I don't know if you know this right off the bat, but what does the San Francisco 49er tight end? What's the number on that?
I will take a look.
Because I think in that defense – that's where if you're going to attack them, I think they're going to put Slay most of the time on Debo and give a little bit of coverage. But who covers Kittle?
Mike, 3.5.
Oh, I'm over. Easy.
3.5 for George Kittle.
Easy, over.
Charlie, how about this? Because I view him as I think he's an outstanding running back. But I remember when he came out, he's like the Alvin Kamara of the Bengals, Joe Mixon, like over receptions and how they would utilize him in the passing game.
Yeah, but even in the rushing game, I remember a lot of people last week were a little bit hesitant to maybe take him for over rushing yards against the Bills.
And
he ran all over the Bills.
Bit because of the field.
Right.
But what you don't get is the offensive player has the advantage.
Hey, boy, I think it might be snowing in Kansas City or it might be the same type service.
Yep.
Look, Kansas City, Buffalo.
So that's something to think about with Joe Mixon.
Yeah, Mixon's current over receiving yards right now is only set at 24.5.
What's his rushing?
Rushing is about 59.5. So if you're expecting Joe Mixon to have a big day, then you should definitely get that.
I might think about that.
Brandon Lang was talking about
how bad. I would take the over with that.
Yes.
The Chiefs' defensive backs are. Ja'Marr Chase's over under receiving yards is set at 83.5, and T. Higgins is set at 56.5. So Jamar's a little bit high.
Jamar I would go with the over on T. Higgins.
Yeah, T's one that you might want to look at.
I would go with the over on T.
That's one thing about Joe Burrow, and I think the players accept this on the Bengals. How he shares the wealth. You know, that's one thing that I'm like, what about me? Throw me the damn ball. No, you don't see any disgruntled players. I'm not, maybe, behind, I don't know, behind the scenes because you have these high-strung personalities.
The one thing with Joe, think about what he was at LSU. He had Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, Terrace Marshall,
that's
Thaddeus
all NFL
Moss.
Players.
You know, he had all those guys and Clyde. Clyde was such a big part of the passing attack as a receiver coming out of the backfield. And, you know, the one thing with Joe, he could calm everybody's nerves. Hey, you're going to get your touches. You're going to get them. Don't worry about it. I'll make sure you get it. And I think that's part of what you're seeing in Cincinnati, too.
So, Charlie, I got a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
And Mike, both of y'all. Who throws for more passing yards, Joe Burrow or Pat Mahomes? Like, what do you think is going to come out with that?
Here's another prop before we get to that real quick, Bobby. I was just looking at it. Ja'Marr Chase over under receiving total receptions. We were just talking about Kelsey 6.5. Ja'Marr's at 6.5 as well. And Ja'Marr's known to kind of just destroy the, as Brandon was saying, the matchup nightmare of the Kansas City secondary versus the Cincinnati weapons.
He's killed them.
But as far as passing yards for your question, Bobby, it's got to be Joe, right? It's got to be Burrow. It's just the matchup.
Well, the only thing is, what happens if Cincinnati gets a lead and you got to throw it?
Well, and Cincinnati starts to run the ball a little bit more?
No, Kansas City's got to throw it.
That's what I'm saying. Cincinnati, running the ball.
And
with
so,
the lead.
You know, you got to think about that too.
Well, to me, this still blows my mind. And I know we're all watching this. Or you might stop watching. Your wife might say, here's the honey-do list. Go to the grocery store.
It ain't going
to
happen Sunday
and
for me.
Pick up the eggs. But let me tell you this, Mike. I remember I was watching this game, and I stopped watching. I wasn't cutting the grass because it's the dead of winter. When the Chiefs were up 21-3, I go, it's over. It's over. Mike, I'm telling you, I went and run errands. And then I'm listening on the radio on WWL because we have Westwood 1.
And they would chip away.
Yes, and then all of a sudden I go, damn, it's in overtime, and the Bengals win 27-24. Yep. So I'm telling you, even if the Bengals fall behind, it ain't over till it's over.
And their defense has played so good in the second half of games. Really has. You got to give that defensive coordinator a lot of credit. He does a fantastic job. Again, I brought it up to Brandon about – Not also understanding trends and situational football, but seeing what happens in the first half and adjusting to what another team does well to stop it.
Yeah, when I look at, unless you in their division, who truly hates the Chiefs or the Bengals? I mean, they're like blue collar. I mean, it's not like Chicago, L.A., New York. Kansas City and Cincinnati, it's like New Orleans. I mean, now, we like Cincinnati because of Joe Burrow and
Ja'Marr.
LSU. Ja'Marr, LSU Tiger connection there. But, I mean, as far as that, I mean, you'd almost tend to cheer for them over, like, whether it be San Francisco or Philadelphia, that you'd want to cheer for them.
Other than Geller, how many Eagles fans they got?
Oh, no. Steve Geller, the Saints sideline reporter. He grew up, and if you cut him, I'll tell you, he might bleed green. He might bleed green. Now, I think he's embraced the black and gold.
Got to be sideline reporter for the Saints.
Now, his wife and his son will give him the business. I'm like, come on, Dad. But deep down, he might be having dreams at night and all of a sudden talking about the Eagles. And his wife might look at him like, honey, I have to roll you over. You're talking about the Philadelphia Eagles and Jalen Hurts.
Yes! One of them, yes!
Yes, yes. So, no, I'm telling you right now, Steve loves the Saints. You know, Steve Geller and him and Jeff Novak, they have, their great podcasts and all that. But I'm telling you, if Philadelphia loses to San Francisco, it will bother Steve. He will never admit that in public, but it will bother him.
That Monday morning broadcast of his is going to be a little bit down San Francisco wins.
Listen, because I know everybody has a passion and how you grow up and all that, but nothing wrong with that. But I'm telling you, Steve, I'm just joking with you. Listen, hey, I grew up loving the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay Packers, why, Bobby? My dad would always brainwash me. He's like, oh, they got Jimmy Taylor. He played at LSU. How can you not like the Packers? And so all of a sudden.
And they were winning.
Yes, and they're winning. So you want to be associated with a winner. And I can remember, I'm like 7, 8 years old, the Ice Bowl and all that coming about. So, no, it's all how your parents do. They
have some influence on you.
Yeah, you have the whole influence and who you're cheering for, where you grew up and all that. But, Steve, I know you love being the St. Silent reporter, but I know deep down you're going like, E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
At least he's not a Cowboy fan, right?
No, hell. Oh, they don't have to check him. I would try to get him fired. If he were a Cowgirl fan, you got to go. You got to move to Texas. You got to get the hell out of here. But no, the Eagles, I understand. You grew up in Jersey and stuff. So.
Charlie.
FanDuel also offers Super Bowl betting odds. You can pick the Super Bowl winner outright before the championship games even happen. Right now, the best odds are the Philadelphia Eagles +230. After them, the Kansas City Chiefs +260, the Bengals +280, and then the 49ers +320. So if you're feeling really confident in any of those teams, then
yeah, place your bet now.
Because you're not
going to get better odds.
I'm not confident enough to do that because I was really back and forth on both of these matchups when we were doing pick six yesterday. But if you do feel confident, you can definitely do that.
Well, I can tell you who I'm cheering for. Not again, there's the whole LSU thing.
Listen, Cincinnati.
I don't care about no damn Eagles. I don't care. The 49ers, what? I hate the 49ers. I could never beat them. I mean, and then the Chiefs, whatever. I don't have no connection to Kansas City. But, you know, we feel like as Louisianians, LSU, Ja'Marr Chase, and Joe Burrow, we have. That's the connection. So I'm hoping the Bengals win the Super Bowl.
Bob, I thought you were pulling for them because Eli Apple was on the Cincinnati.
That's the liability. But Eli Apple
played good.
He played good last week.
Buffalo.
He played good last week. So hopefully he's not the.
He's not the liability this week.
He's not the one that all of a sudden is going to cost him the game.
That's it for What Are the Odds, brought to you by FanDuel, America's number one sports book. We'll be right back after this.
We're finishing up here in the 6 o'clock hour. We're going to go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. We're going to go to Brian in River Ridge. Brian, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby, Mike, how's it going today?
All right, Brian, how you doing?
I'm doing good, doing good. I was answering your question from the previous hour about who made who, Drew Brees or Sean Payton. I think more Drew Brees made Sean Payton.
Without a doubt. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's never a 50-50 thing. The player, right. You think about Drew, and the only reason, because we had a texter about, Nick Saban didn't want him in Miami. It's not that Nick didn't want him. Nick has said he wanted him. He failed the physical.
Right.
For the Dolphins.
Yeah, the doctors.
Doctor staff. That's the only reason Nick didn't sign him. And think about how things would have changed if they would have signed him. He would have had no Nick Saban at Alabama.
Well, Nick Saban wouldn't have became the greatest college coach ever. What would have happened
to this franchise?
And so maybe the Dolphins are winning a Super Bowl or two instead of the Saints. And you never know. That intrigues me how the
timing, what-ifs of life.
The what-ifs and what comes about. But, Brian, do you think that, listen, nothing against Sean Payton. And nothing against Bill Belichick.
Because he was a big part of it.
Hey, listen.
Just like Bill.
I think if I would generically place this, I would say 65% Drew Brees, 35% Sean Payton. I would probably play 70 to 75% Tom Brady, 30% Belichick. Now you might say, oh, well, Bobby, why are you just taking up for the players? But, Brian, I look at, okay, what has Belichick done without Tom Brady? And Tom Brady, look what he's done post-Belichick.
Exactly. And I think, too, I mean, well, it goes hand-in-hand, too, because Sean Payton and Drew Brees both could read each other's minds. And
right.
Yeah, and no question about that.
I agree with that.
And I mean, because I remember that Monday night game where they were both reading the plays. I think it was the Monday night game versus the Giants. And both guys can understand the plays they were calling. And it made Sean Payton's job much easier to run the offense.
Yes.
And for Bill Belichick, I mean, he was a defensive-minded coach.
Amen, that's
true. He let Tom Brady be Tom Brady. To just do what he does, I've got your back, the defense is going to do the job for you. But Sean Payton Sean Payton is that I never saw him, you know, coach up a quarterback to replace Drew Brees. You know, we keep
that is true. Sean Payton never would have left the Saints if he thought there was hope or light at the end of the tunnel. I think he saw in Jameis Winston short term. I don't think that's the answer. If you cannot tell me, if we had like a Justin Herbert, I'm not even going to say Pat Mahomes, or whoever you might think, like Josh Allen, whatever, was with a Saints uniform. Sean Payton ain't freaking retiring. Sean Payton would have went nowhere. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. He would have stayed right there.
Here's my thoughts of this. Andy Reid, and I'm a big Andy Reid fan. He wins big in Philly with Donovan McNabb.
But never won anything. They went to the Super Bowl, anything. They never won the championship.
And then it kind of got off the rails. He gets fired. He goes to Kansas City. He's got Alex Smith now. They make the deal for Alex.
And they're winning.
And they were winning. They were a good team. Patrick Mahomes took them to a level and a half more.
I'm a huge Andy Reid fan.
I think the world of Andy.
Well, all of a sudden, the feel-good guy, the walrus Andy Reid, he's a Hall of Famer.
Doing commercials, everything. Now he's going to be an NFL Hall of Fame head coach.
Because of Pat Mahomes. Listen, I think you got to have it. The coach compliments the player compliments the coach.
Correct.
But I'm telling you, the freaking player makes the difference. I'm telling you, the only thing I can tell you, Coach Morrow would acknowledge this, we ain't won jack. When I played with Coach Morrow, but he knew what he had in me, we were going to win. Now, we wouldn't necessarily be a champion, but you're a consistent winner. Coach Morrow will tell you that to this day.
We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 right after this news break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.